This is Twit.
Did you guys look at the rundown and pick something good? How about Black Friday? Over a third of online sales on Friday were from phones. This is a big, big jump. This is a lot of this comes from Adobe. I don't know why, but Adobe Analytics, they get all the information. I don't know how. A third of online sales were on smartphones on Black Friday. That's up from 29% a year earlier. 2.1 billion in sales, a leap from the previous record, 1.4 billion, which was last Cyber Monday.
When can we retire the term Cyber Monday, right? That was before you could shop on your phone, and you had to wait till work opened because that's where the computer was
every day is
to
Cyber
do
Monday.
Your shopping, right?
That's right.
That's the point of Cyber Monday, and now it's a totally meaningless term.
And we also have to retire the word Friday because Black Friday is now begins on Thanksgiving or before.
It's Black Thursday.
Cyber Monday.
There was a huge amount of sales on Thanksgiving. People were buying on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Even Google had a big sale starting on Thanksgiving morning.
Right. Online sales for Black Friday, 6.22 billion according to analytics, Adobe Analytics. That's up 23%. 23% growth year over year.
This kind of proves that the phone is the platform now and that all of us on computers are just dinosaurs.
Top-selling devices, laptops, streaming devices like Roku, Chromecast, and Fire TV. Top-selling video games, Red Dead Redemption 2, Let's Go Pikachu, and God of War. Thanksgiving Day itself, $3.7 billion in sales. Thanksgiving Day, eat the turkey, go shopping. That's I think that is a big shift.
Yeah.
And if you count all November, $38 billion in online sales in the month. Cyber Monday, which doesn't exist according to Adam.
I'm just saying it's an antique and should be retired.
Sales are expected to grow 17%
CNET.
On
CNET
Cyber
should
Monday.
Retire that word.
Is it CNET that came up with that? No, I think
that's
that goes.
They're using it.
It's like, I think it's Adobe Analytics that says it. And then there's Giving Tuesday, and there's What You Gonna
Small
Buy
Business
Wednesday.
Small Business Saturday we had yesterday.
Small Business Saturday. Throw Your Money at Me Thursday. Yeah.
What the F Wednesday?
What the F Wednesday? The one place wasn't too busy.
Sears.
This picture from a Sears store in White Plains, New York on Black Friday, the refrigerator section, absolutely empty. The inside, this is a great story from CNBC. The inside of Sears at the Galleria White Plains Mall on Black Friday. Mostly the same as it has for the past few years. Yellow tags highlighted doorbuster sales. Rows of washers and dryers stood gleaming. Sparkling Christmas ornaments were on display. But the glaring omission at 7 a.m., an hour after opening, were the shoppers. This place looks like a ghost town, noted Brandon Warkenthin, who made the trip to White Plains, to Sears and White Plains from the Bronx. That looks like a ghost. It's a waste to even come out. They're not really changing the prices.
He has a thick Bronx accent.
No, he's not. He's from the Bronx, but he came via Texas.
I see.
Okay. I can't switch gears that fast. As soon as I saw the Bronx, I realized I made a poor choice.
Who is the reporter who said, I'm going to do like a
let's go to White Plains.
About like the Sears on Black Friday and how no one's there. I'm going to.
Here's a picture of the front.
That's a genius.
Of the Sears stores
assignment.
Where buyers are waiting to get in. Wait a minute. There's one person, but I think she's the one taking the picture.
Yeah.
This is a high level.
We shouldn't gloat.
No.
We shouldn't gloat.
Just the kind of craftsmanship. Media craftsmanship. You know what? I'm going to send a reporter to Sears on Black Friday.
Yeah, White Plains.
Yeah, Bob, you've got the sad trombone story.
Yes. You just send someone who can really,
Look at the craftsman tool sets just waiting to fly off the shelves. If anybody would just.
They're smart. They'd advertise it as no waiting. No crowds.
No waiting, right.
No crowd. So Cyber Monday was as a phrase was invented in Thanksgiving 2005. It's that.
Yeah, gun. That's how, because when the internet first started, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think Regis Philbin coined the term. Actually,
that's right.
There is there's the Christmas tree aisle. Lauren just walked around with her camera phone trying to find shoppers.
Amazing.
Look, here's another section with no people.
Oh my God. This actually is kind of sad. I mean,
why are you sad to see Sears?
No.
Prices are good though. That's a down jacket for
$10 for it. It's a doorbuster.
That's
$10
good.
For a down jacket.
The sale's still going on. I'll go to White Plains.
I should have jacked.
Well, you go to China or you go to Sears.
But you know, it's funny because didn't Jeff Bezos this week say that someday Amazon will be fail, will go away?
Yes. And
it does. It happens. This is what happens. Sears was the Amazon of the turn of the last century.
I was in Chicago recently, and we took one of those architecture boat tours, and one of the highlights of it was this massive complex on the Chicago River that was built for Montgomery Ward, by the Montgomery Ward. And that is a fascinating story because that mail order retail dominated. Yeah. It had huge impacts in society because there were people who weren't allowed in stores, especially African Americans who could order products on the Sears or the Montgomery Ward and then later the Sears catalogs. Of course, Montgomery Ward, it's out of business. Mm-hmm. There's .com companies in all those buildings, but it's just there's these enormous buildings built on the side of the Chicago River. Huge. It was one of the largest buildings in square footage ever built at the time.
Wow.
For a company that people below a certain age don't even know the name because it went out of business
Montgomery Ward in the
90s, I think.
Yeah. My people call it Monkey Wards.
Monkey Wards, yeah, sure. And those days are over.
People of a certain age.
Yes.
Yeah, the first internet was the railroad and the post, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and then they got the rail barons and they had to do legislation to break them up, right?
I actually give credit to Bezos. This was at an all-hands meeting and they asked him about Sears, and which filed for bankruptcy in October. Bezos said, look, that's going to happen to us unless we obsess over customers.
So you got to work harder because we're still a startup, even though we're Amazon. So work harder.
Amazon is not too big to fail, he said. In fact, I predict one day Amazon will fail. Amazon will go bankrupt. If you look at large companies, their lifespans tend to be 30 plus years, not 100 plus years. So Sears is a great exception. It's a great success story.
Let me tell you, Amazon is not going to fail because people aren't working hard, right? It's going to fail because somebody's going to invent the thing that's better than Amazon.
Right.
Amazon won't. Right. It's the same old story, right? So this is
the matter transmitter. Yeah. Someone's working in it now in a garage.
For Jeff Bezos to say, you know, if you have to go to the bathroom, do you have your jar handy? Now get back to work, everybody. Come on, Jeff. Come on.
So Cards Against Humanity did a 99% off sale.
They did. They did. They've spent the last few months. I know those guys. They spent the last few months collecting a bizarre collection of products and then put them all on sale. Individual items, single items, for 99% off. So you could get like a car for $90.
A Ford Fiesta. 2015. I mean, it's not the latest.
No, it's a used car. They had one.
$97.50. So
there's a Picasso lithograph signed.
That's right. It's an MFing car. This car's got it all. Seats, wheels, cup holders, you name it. Drive it to work or just make it go beep, beep.
Yeah. So what you had to do is you had to wait for the countdown to go down to the bottom. Then you had to click buy and you had to, as quickly as you had to fill in a CAPTCHA, as quickly as you could, get to the next screen, put in your credit card information, and basically one person would get it and everybody else would lose.
This is a great promotion.
To Max Temkin of Cards Against Humanity, they basically did a denial of service attack on every single provider they were using.
Of CAPTCHAs.
Whether it was their web service provider, Stripe, their shopping cart provider, they all got completely swamped with people trying to get the flight suit from Independence Day for $99.
Bill Pullman's actual flight suit from Independence Day, $39.95.
So I'd like to talk to some of the people who got these deals. Like, did they have little scripts that they were? They just got lucky.
They tried very hard to make it so that you couldn't do that. I think they just got lucky. Of course, there was the guy who posted on Reddit about 30 minutes later saying, okay, I bought 300 pounds of beans, of garbanzo beans, and my wife is going to get very mad at me when they pull up to the door. What do I do with them?
$99.99.
Yeah, it was only $80 for the beans.
If anybody wants to buy memorabilia and old stuff like that, the amazing site that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, iCollector.com.
iCollector.
iCollector.com. So I go there all the time, and I just do a search for the stuff posted in the last 24 hours. It's an auction site. So they have, like, revolvers from the Old West. They have Dumbo ride elephants you can buy, like...
Oh, wow.
They have, I mean, just every conceivable thing, and every day there's, like, a theme.
How do they compete against eBay?
I have no idea, but it's the most magnificent site for random stuff.
Maybe just by focusing on whoever's providing this stuff. Yeah. But I will say, cards...
So often
Cards Against Humanity does their thing as a joke, and it's always a joke, right? This time they were very smart, though. They also sold one of their own products, and it was always in stock. And it was one of their card sets, and the way they put it up there was it's regularly $2,000, but today, $20. I thought that was really clever of them.
Very good.
I think they just got tired of being asked, what's the deal? Why are you doing this? And their answer was, we just wanted to dig a big hole in the ground or whatever of the pranks that they've done over the years.
I love the captures. So they weren't normal captures.
No.
And if I had run up against this one, proof you're not a robot, blank, that word should have a new meaning for all of us today. What's the answer? I would not, obviously, it's a quote from some movie.
Yeah, well,
is it Independence
I'm not even
Day?
Sure. Must be, right? Right?
Must
you got to prove you're a fan. And, yeah, one of them was like, if you want all these beans, you need to type, I'm a gigantic pig who wants to eat thousands of pounds of beans.
That's amazing. I'm so sad
I missed this.
It's amazing.
It was pretty great.
It's not over. Deals you may have missed. A Sony 4K TV, $34.99.
Yep. And they've got all of them are these little animations.
Oh, a 17th century halberd.
Where there's a guy in the weird orange jumpsuit thing.
Who is the genius who thought of this?
That's brilliant.
It's probably Max Temkin from Cards Against Humanity.
He's pretty cool.
Oh, the last item that went up for bid is the suit that the guy in the orange suit wears in all the other videos. They sold that at the end, too.
Unwashed.
Poncho toilet. No. 9 cents.
$800 Applebee's gift card.
Oh, just $8. Wow. Think of all the Applebee's you'll be eating.
Yeah, there's the Picasso. I mean,
$60 for a Picasso lithograph.
That is the dumbest looking Picasso I've ever seen, by the way.
Well, that's why it was sauna. Available for
I need a portable sauna. $1.70.
I love the portable. Wow.
I love Mr. Orange Suit Guy.
A reverse Flowbee.
$100 bill for $1. That was a good one.
This is so clever. This is what the internet was made for.
Yeah.
See, you don't want to have this. Some Chinese internet, some French. You wouldn't see this on the French internet.
Yeah, you get your vacation to Fiji.
Yeah, luckily we don't live in France.
Oh, yeah, we get this.
Yeah, because they're in Chicago, so we get the American internet here.
Are they near Montgomery Wards? They should take over that
building.
They're
just a stone's throw. Yeah, maybe they will.
That'd be pretty funny.